Okay.
Hopefully.
I'm not even sure what we're talking about right now, but I believe you.
Why don't we get started here?
All right, let's do it.
David
Collins.
30 minutes. Show with David
Collins.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show. I'm your host, David Collins, and boy, do we have a special episode for you today, live from Rochester, New York. Boy, what a great show. Great games, a great guest, and a lot more of today's show. Really looking forward to it. Of course, before we start that, though, everybody's favorite, color of the day. Today's color of the day, rust brown. Today we're recording from Rochester, New York. The Rochester flag is made of three colors, blue, white, and yellow. In the middle of their flag sits a crane. The crane represents vigilance. Did you know that in Sandhill, Michigan, the cranes actually dye their feathers? They dye their gray feathers the color of rust brown using the surrounding mud. In honor of the crane and Rochester, New York, today's color of the day, rust brown.
You way too much research went into the color of the day today.
Well, it's always important, and it's a lot of people's favorite part of the show.
Yeah, understood.
And I don't think that was a lot of research,
it seemed
though.
Like a lot to me.
You take
like
a look at the Rochester flag, you do a little learning about it there.
I mean, we were bouncing around to Michigan for a while. It seemed like there was a lot going on. But
the crane, do you know anything about that Rochester flag?
I don't. There's I didn't know we had a flag.
There's a lot of mystery about the origins of that flag. In the 40s, there were three of these floating around. Anyway, today's sponsor of the show.
I told you, too much research.
We're here, of course, in Rochester, New York, on our way to Boston. And sponsoring that trip and sponsoring today's episode, David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show and our new Patreon. And really looking forward to some of the content that we have on that Patreon here. But let's take a little listen to today's ad read.
David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show. David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show. That's right, David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show. Featuring great guests like Andy Fiore, KP Burke, and Cardiff Electric.
Never heard of these guys.
Hey, Joey, relax. And soon to include Joey LaFleur and John Knopf.
Oh, is that the Juggalo?
David's firing from KMKF hasn't slowed him down a bit. David's been known as a bit of a hot interviewer, so you know you can trust this is a place you'll only get the facts.
Wow. If that's the Juggalo, I apologize.
And
love you.
Maybe even a well-timed joke. Check out David Collins' 30-Minute Half-Hour Show wherever you find podcasts.
How much do they pay?
And email the show, DC30MinuteHalfHour@gmail.com.
Pretty good.
You deserve it.
Not really dragon drink money, but you know.
That's David Collins' 30-Minute Half-Hour Show. Check out David Collins' 30-Minute Half-Hour Show.
That guy's, I was doing a goof against Devin, trying to like trash that guy. But he's actually really good.
And thank you, Devin Costa and the Hate Watch Podcast, for that ad read, of course. Check out patreon.com/ David Collins' 30-Minute Half-Hour Show.
Listen, I don't want to screw up your plugs, which seems to be most of what this show is, but that email
just
address.
The beginning. I think a lot of people start the show with just a sponsor and plugging the things and getting, it's called housekeeping.
I wasn't critiquing you, but I wanted to ask you about the email address, because obviously people want to email the show.
DC30MinuteHalfHour@gmail.com.
When you say 30 minutes, is it 30 or is it spelled out 30?
Oh, it's 30, of course.
Okay. I mean, I would want to say that maybe in the ad read, well, so people know. Because 30 could be written two different ways.
That's true.
And now
true.
You're asking them to guess.
But in all our social medias and the show, you know what's some great advice?
How many emails have you gotten from big celebrities that you never got because they typed it in wrong?
You'd be surprised.
I would be.
We get a lot of great emails here.
Good.
Boy, we do have a great guest for you today. We're going to get today's show started off, as usual, with World News with David Collins. And you've already kind of jumped the gun here, but I do like to ask, when we have a guest on the show and we're talking about world news, what do you think about when you think about world news?
Oh, I just think about how like everything's going very well in the Middle East.
I'm sorry to interrupt, because you, in fact, interrupted. Today's guest is Carl Hamburger, and then I'd like to get into world news there. So that's kind of how we generally segue the show there. You were talking about a news story.
Yeah, I was.
Did you hear about the women and the draft, the story last week here? What did you hear about this draft news?
I heard that they're going to reinstate the draft in America.
Well, something like that. Congress renewed their annual defense authorization bill last week, adding women, being forced to sign up for the draft.
Good.
And I did hear something about that, that maybe bringing back the draft there. They've also made it, now it's going to be done electronically, so you don't have even have the ability to protest the draft. Isn't that interesting?
Well, can't you electronically protest?
I also read that given the state of our youth, ages 18 to 25, and their health condition, that there may only contain a potential of 7 rounds of the draft if we were to reinstate it right now.
What does that mean? What do you mean their health condition? Is there a lot of mental health issues with that age group?
Well, probably weight, mental health. You know, that's probably why they call it the draft, though, and not a gust.
See, you said at the beginning there'd be some jokes. You weren't lying.
I don't think I gave you any warning about the... Oh. There may be some jokes there.
I heard that in the intro.
Oh, well, of course, the ad read there. What a great ad read.
It was good.
The presidential debates just passed.
Do you think women will be good on the front line? Are you happy about this?
Oh, I imagine they'll be flying the drones.
Oh, God damn, they get all the good jobs.
Right.
It's not cool.
Do you think they'll be good at that?
Well, I was hoping they'd be more like Operation Human Shield would be probably a good role.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, we usually prefer people don't do their material on the show.
Good point.
Presidential debates, though.
Yeah, I saw it.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was very entertaining. I enjoyed it. What did you think about it?
Well, the debate took place on CNN last Thursday, June 27th, between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. The moderators were Jake Tapper and Dana Bash.
Yeah, yep.
And there was some controversy about Jake Tapper being one of the moderators.
Not a Trump guy, that Jake Tapper.
Right. Well, personally, I'm glad that they, for Biden's sake, that they had a Tapper on stage. It was also being reported that Joe Biden had a cold. Yes, yeah. So they started reporting this midway through the debate. Breaking news, Joe Biden, sources say, had a cold. I actually have it on good authority, though. He was actually just trying to sound smarter, and he was doing his RFK impression.
Ah, it's a pretty good impression, then.
Right.
Yeah, nailed it.
It didn't really have the desired effect, though, I imagine.
No.
Did you see the polls there?
RFK Jr. actually knows what he's trying to say and then says it. So he's probably,
certainly.
He does a better impression of himself than Joe Biden did.
Right.
What happened with the polls?
Well, you know, it's strange. Not a lot of people do RFK impressions. A lot of people do a Biden impression.
Do they really?
The Democratic Party establishment has started taking the idea of replacing Joe Biden more seriously now. Since the reaction to the debate, people who have been floated for the idea include Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Governor Gavin Newsom, and my grandma's Roomba.
Wow!
Did you actually watch the debate?
I did actually watch
You watched the entire thing full?
Just about, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I found it very entertaining, like I said. Did you actually watch the debate?
No.
No. You don't need to watch the debate to write those jokes.
No, well, we watched some great clips. I watched the reaction to the debate.
Yeah.
And actually, I was hosting for a comedy show at the time of the debate.
Well, I was at my band rehearsal, but you can still watch it afterwards. That's the amazing thing about 2024. They have these things called DVRs. Familiar with this?
I think they invented that in 2002.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they've been around for a while, actually.
This is an interesting story that I read this week.
Okay.
Ford recalls over 550,000 pickup trucks because transmissions can suddenly downshift to first gear.
That sounds bad.
It was bad, and they're recalling these trucks. There was a result of injuries and lawsuits now. But I don't know. If I know anything about this Boeing story I've heard, I think everybody should just keep their mouths shut.
That's a good point. Especially if it has something to do with the trans in the truck.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a great point.
You want to say PC?
Lastly, of course, we're going to Boston, and a big story right now that just wrapped up in Boston is the Karen Reed verdict. Were you keeping up with the Karen Reed verdict?
A little bit. Yeah, I believe it was a hung jury.
It was a hung jury. No pun intended, of course. It was a bit of a, there was some deviancy involved in the crime. But of course, it's about a woman in Boston who drops off her boyfriend, who's a police officer, at a police officer party of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And she drives off, gets in a accident at a gas station that's on camera while drunk, goes back, finds her dead boyfriend or something like that. And there's a lot of speculation that the cops sicked a dog on him, beat him up, and then threw him out in the cold.
That's what they do in Boston.
It's too bad. A little, this is more my opinion, of course.
Please.
Speaking from my perspective, but those jurors that thought that she was guilty.
You are an idiot!
And that was World News with David Collins.
That was a good segment.
There's an interesting story about that Karen Reed, too. I think we could talk about that all day. I don't feel like enough people have been talking about that story. I feel the same way about that Apple River stabbing. Today's guest is an accomplished marketing expert and podcaster from Rochester, New York, USA. He's the founder, host, and on-air personality for the podcast Who Are These Podcasts? He also manages other shows like Who Are These Socials, Who Are These Broadcasters, Point Dabble Point, and The Creep Off. He's also appeared on other great shows around the country like Compound Media, The Drew Lane Show, Gearbox, The Chip Chipperson Podcast, and Topic Time with Harrison Young. Our guest today isn't just a broadcaster, but also a professional musician, performing as lead guitarist and vocalist for local favorite The Isotopes. We're really excited to have him here for you and get him on the show. Couldn't be happier. Please, everybody, make some noise for our great guest today, Carl Hamburger.
Too much. Guys, come on. Gonna blush.
Boy.
I have to say one thing. I appreciate that intro. You did a great job putting that together. I'm not a professional musician. I'm amateur at best.
Oh, well, have you ever made money?
Yes.
And they say that's all that it takes to make you a professional.
But I do not tell Uncle Sam about it.
Right.
So that makes me an amateur.
I see.
Yes, that is not itemized.
Well, if you have any concern, you can always email us and we can edit this portion
is
out of the show.
Is it 30 or T-H-I-R-T-Y?
And if anybody else is unsure about the spelling of my email address, make sure you email me, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com.
I don't think that's going to solve the problem. That's not even a good solution.
So I did think, now, of course, before we started the show here, we don't have this on camera, but I brought Carl Hamburger a gift on my way to Rochester, New York. I had previously appeared on his show and showed him my love for Club Random, Bill yes. Maher's podcast, and I showed him a Club Random bingo board. I went ahead and brought that bingo board over and gave it to him as a gift today. And on the note of bingo, I thought it'd be fun to play my own game of bingo today. So I here have my own Carl Hamburger bingo card. So throughout the show, I thought I'd just be going through these and taking small notes, and then maybe at the end we'll review and see if I get a bingo.
All right, sounds good. I have been known to have some certain catchphrases. Not catchphrases, but crutches, I guess you would say.
Right.
I call out people who have
now,
vocal crutches.
That's one of them, right? Is that a pun? Because I understand that there's something to do with your feet that I didn't really know how to get into. I think we have a pretty crass way of asking about it later. And
well, if you want to ask me a crass way now, we can skip to that, or it's your show.
No, we've moved to it. You made a joke about limping or something like that.
Well, I said crutch words. Yep.
So what's going on there? We spent a little time together. I didn't notice a limp.
I don't have a limp. I was born club-footed.
Right.
So both of my ankles were bent so that the bottoms of my feet were facing in. So I had many operations as a baby.
Wow.
Yes. And now I can walk and run and ride a bike.
Interesting. A big boy. Did you ever have to wear shoes that were different sizes?
I had to wear like braces. I had these
things. Oh, like Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Yeah, very similar to that. In fact, a certain podcast has been making fun of me for my chicken legs. I do have very thin calves, and that is because I had these braces on my legs when I was a baby growing up, so they couldn't really develop.
Oh, that's too bad. How do you get rid of the braces?
I guess because of the operations and over time, I was able to get rid of the braces and just wear like real shoes, like a real boy.
Fascinating.
I know.
We're on our way to Boston, Massachusetts right now to see, as well as Carl Hamburger here, we're going to be taking a peek at Boston, the fireworks, and also, I think, catching Blind Mike Geary.
I hope you do.
Friend of the show, somebody we've had on the show, and I've been on his show many times.
Will
always
he be on the lookout for you?
Well, we're really excited to run into him there because, actually Jerry sent me this clip and I'm not sure where this actually came from, but I'm pretty excited that we're going to meet up with Craig and Blind Mike here.
Oh, David Collins, when you come to Boston, Craig is going to pay for such a meal for you. Oh, my God. He's going to take the three of us out to lunch, and we are going to dine like kings.
Now, Craig has been very difficult to reach, so I'm a little skeptical about this promise, but
yeah.
I am looking forward to meeting up with Craig. Now, he didn't respond to my last couple of text messages, but that's beside the point, really.
I want to bring something up here. I don't know if people know this about you, but you have a flip phone.
Right.
So before, when I was explaining what a DVR is, I was kind of assuming that you're a little bit behind the times, being from the Midwest and all. So why do you have a flip phone? Is there a reason for that?
I'd love to tell you about my phone there, and it's actually a very interesting topic to me. Of course, that's why I have it, and it's something I'm very passionate about. Of course. That sound does mean, though, it's time for our first game.
Right.
And I'm really looking forward to this first game. It's one of my personal favorites here, and we've played it before, and we're bringing it back here. Are you a fan of impressions?
I love impressions.
This game is called What Dead Guy Is Dan Doing?
Okay.
Friend of the show, Dan McCullough, has sent in a few impressions, and you're going to have to tell us which dead guy is Dan doing.
All right.
Are you ready to play Which Dead Guy Is Dan Doing?
I'm ready.
Great. Why don't we look at round one here?
You're watching David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show. You're watching David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show.
What dead guy is Dan doing? Run through. What are you thinking about here? What dead people do you think might be coming to your mind?
Like, we were talking about the Kennedys earlier. Was that John F. Kennedy?
I'm sorry. That was certainly not John F. Kennedy.
Okay.
Do you think that was a good John F. Kennedy?
I thought it was a perfect spot on John F. Kennedy.
Unfortunately, that was Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, that was Gilbert, huh?
An American stand-up comedian and actor known for his distinctive shrill voice and edgy humor. His humor was often controversial, pushing the boundaries of taste, but he was respected for his bold, unapologetic style.
I respected him for that.
Do you like this game?
It's a fun game. How am I doing so far?
Well, of course, you've missed the first one, but why don't we go ahead and look at round two here?
All right.
You're watching David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show.
Okay, I got this one.
You know, a little look behind the scenes. Dan was pretty nervous about this one. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to get it.
Oh, no, I definitely got this one. I didn't realize that the theme was U.S. presidents, but that's definitely Nixon.
I should have just given you some time asking if you wanted to lock that in, because the last one wasn't a U.S. president, so certainly not a theme there, but 4th of July, that's fair, and something that people at home might not be able to see. Even my bingo card is 4th of July style, too,
nice.
So we really are trying to stay on theme today. I'm sorry, that answer was Elvis Presley.
If he would have said, I am not a crook.
Often referred to as the king of rock and roll, Dan McCullough actually does a great Richard Nixon. You wouldn't believe it. He became a cultural icon in the 20th century. Known for his deep, resonant voice and dynamic stage presence, he revolutionized popular music with hits like Hound Dog, Love Me Tender, and Jailhouse Rock. Elvis Presley. Why don't we look at round three here?
Yeah, I think I'm feeling good about round three.
What dead guy is Dan doing?
Okay.
You're watching David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show.
So Ray Romano's still alive, right?
Right.
Okay, so it's not...
And so is Tukey.
So it's not Ray Romano, so I'm going to go with Jim Henson on that one. Oh, my God.
Wow. What a great answer.
Wow.
And I'm sure you were a little nervous, as were we, because we would not have accepted the answer Kermit.
Right, because Kermit's not a dead person.
Exactly right. Right. Kermit is very much alive.
Yes.
Jim Henson was an American puppeteer, filmmaker, and creator, best known for his innovative work in television and film with puppets. Henson's pioneering contributions to puppetry and entertainment left an enduring legacy, celebrated for his imaginative vision and ability to enchant audiences of all ages.
You ever see Labyrinth?
I have not.
He produced. It's got David Bowie in it.
Okay. Oh, with the contact juggling and the ball and the floating.
Yeah. Do you think David Bowie and Mick Jagger ever had gay sex?
You know, I juggle.
Do you? I do too.
Oh, speaking of juggling, I guess. Boy, did you like that game? What dead guy is Dan doing?
Did I win?
So I wanted to ask you, do you speak any other languages?
I don't.
I thought I would say, Jerry and I were talking, what's a question nobody ever has asked Carl?
That no one's ever asked me that before, but I will say that being an American, there's no reason to learn any other languages.
Well, it might be to your benefit.
It would be helpful.
In many places around the country, there are many Spanish-speaking folks. I understand you're here in the farthest north part of the country that you could be.
We're actually closer to French Canadians.
Certainly.
Where we are here. So.
You don't speak any French.
I did take French in high school, but I do not speak French.
We listened to a little learning French on the drive here.
Oh, really? Did you think there'd be a lot of French-speaking people Boston?
We thought we'd be prepared.
Smart.
What's going on with your teeth and foot? Well, I guess we already kind of covered that. How did you get started doing an internet radio show? Is that what you call it? Of course, it's Who Are These Podcasts, but do you consider yourself a podcast?
Yeah, we're definitely a podcast, for sure. Although I don't even know what podcast is anymore, because now it seems like podcasts are just
there are
video
live
shows.
Streams, podcasts, internet. I don't think podcasts exist because nobody's listening on an iPod.
That's a good point.
Maybe they should call them phonecasts.
Do you know who invented the term podcast or invented podcasting?
Tim Cook.
Adam Curry.
Oh, really?
Yes. Former MTV VJ.
Speaking of Dan McCullough, he has a great impression that he calls Freddie Mercury. So how did you get started doing that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, David. What happened was my friend, who I used to play in a band with, was also a stand-up comedian, moved all the way across the country to Seattle, and we wanted to keep in touch, and he wanted to start a podcast, so I said, why don't we do a podcast once a week?
Right, instead of keeping in touch, why don't we just talk about somebody else's problems?
Correct. So that worked out very well for the first year plus.
That's actually a great premise for a sitcom. You know, the wife always talks about, oh, you met up with Tom on the golf course today. How's his wife doing? We never talked about that.
Yeah. We don't talk about that. We just talked about who Joe Rogan was talking to that day.
Right, Joe Rogan.
I don't know if that'd be a good sitcom.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about there, because you're known for, you're not necessarily, I would say, known specifically for your podcast. Not many people say, oh, I know Carl Hamburger. He's the guy that makes fun of a variety of low-tier podcasts.
Oh, I think a lot of people say that.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you think you're best known for, though?
Probably.
Do you think that's it?
I would think so, yeah. What do you think I'm best known for? How do you know me?
Well, I would say that your connection with larger individuals.
Oh, okay. You know, it's about who I know.
Well, I think that's how you may have become known for. I would say that, you know, a bit of an elephant in the room, no pun intended, that, you know, many people would say that, oh, he's the person that talks about stuttering John Melendez.
Oh, I thought you meant just because I'm friends with Shuli. That's why people know me.
I'm not even sure who Shuli is.
Me neither. Yeah, we do talk about stuttering John a lot.
So maybe we'll just move on from the stuttering John Melendez.
Yeah, who cares?
But do you have a message for him, though? Because I've been told that he may watch this, and I've been trying to get in contact with him. I thought, and some of the things that I hear him say, like, you know, I'd love to write some material for some of the roast jokes that he does on his show.
Oh, I'll say this. John, if you're watching this, you should definitely be a guest on David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show. I endorse this show.
Oh, well, that will get me nowhere.
Oh.
You do so many shows. Now, we talked about this a little in the credits. Of course, you do your... Would you call it your flagship program?
Sure. Who Are These Podcasts is definitely the main show.
And then you have about five branches off of that, of different, a variety of different programs.
Yeah.
How do you do so many shows?
I work a lot. I work too much.
I see. Yeah. Do you think that affects some of the quality of any of the programs in particular?
No, I think that I always do my prep, and I'm always prepared for every show that I do. Not this show, obviously. I asked you if I could prepare for this, and you told me not to, so I didn't.
Well, what would you prepare? I would give you the questions ahead of time. I think you've criticized other reporting for doing that.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. How would I prepare for an interview? I should probably just know the answers if you're asking me things about me. But no, I put a lot of time into prepping for all the shows that I do. And I think I've gotten a lot better at podcasting because of the reps.
Right. And we felt the same way. You know, we didn't start off with the three programs that we're working on. You just keep adding on one at a time and it becomes, you know, David Collins' 30-minute half hour reality show, of course. And we're doing these street interviews on the Instagram. But how many shows is too many shows?
Well, I think I've met my limit at this point. I think I'm good. I do the Creep Off on Monday. I do Drew Lane Show every other Tuesday. I do Her These Podcasts on Wednesday. I do Her These Socials on Thursday. I do another Creep Off podcast on Friday, as well as Point Dabble Point, Her These Podcasts again on Saturday.
Right.
And then on Sunday, I just upload stuff. That's all I have to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a long week. And you even have time for drop-ins like me.
I made time. I would still be in bed right now, but I knew you guys were going to be here.
Oh, that's nice.
So I got up early.
Well, you've joined the club. We haven't had any bed.
Well, there you go.
What a trip. Yeah. We're running out of time here, but there was something else that I needed to address with you here. Now, it sounds cliche at this point, but I have been known as a bit of a hot interviewer, and I thought that we needed to address this. Now, we've kind of gone back and forth, but I just thought I should ask. I think I deserve a direct apology for you stating, yes, I will text Ray DeVito, and then acknowledging I made that mistake, that was my bad, and not even saying I'm sorry.
I owe David Collins an apology because I said to our mutual friend, Mike Geary, that I would message Ray DeVito and make sure that he got in touch with David. And then I totally forgot. I said I would do that and I never did it. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, apology accepted. You know, honestly, I think Ray deserves an apology too. I said some pretty nasty things about him.
Well, it probably deserved that.
Do you have to apologize a lot for what you say? You do a very fairly controversial program.
Do I have to?
Do you have a lot of moments where
do
you...
Do I? No. Apologies are bullshit. Apologies don't mean anything.
Well, I think this one means a lot.
Well, this one does. This one actually does. It's the only one I've ever done that actually means something.
That pisses me off.
You pissed me off.
I'm really pissed off.
Things that pissed me off this week.
And that sound means it's time for our next segment here. We have another voicemail coming in from friend of the show, Brody Toopy. Do you know Brody Toopy?
I don't.
Well, he sends in these nice voicemails here and lets us know what's pissing him off this week. Why don't we take a quick listen?
Hey, David, this is Brody calling. Still pissed off and wanted to share what I think really pisses me off around the 4th of July. Number one, little kids with fireworks. Is nobody parenting anymore? That pisses me off. They're going to lose a finger. They're going to lose an eye. And I'm not happy about it. Neighbors shooting off just one firework. On July 3rd, 2024, my neighbor shot off just one firework. What is the point of that? It scared the shit out of me. It scared the shit out of my dog, Walter. I do not appreciate that. It pisses me off. The heat. I do not like the heat. It pisses me off. Parades. Annoying. I stand in a line. I sit in the line. Then I have traffic to and from. And what do I get? Nasty candy and weird stares from people as I steal candy from their kids. That pisses me off, okay? It's a competition. That's a free market economy. We believe in capitalism. That pisses me off. Your kid can get his own candy. Anyone who shoots fireworks off after the 4th of July, okay, that pisses me off. That's not a holiday. Go home. Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Bye.
It's pissed off about a lot of things.
What are you doing?
I'm emailing David Collins.
And lastly, we just have to come into a couple of David Collins call-ins and emails.
You like emails a lot, it seems like. We've been talking about emails this entire time.
Well, you brought it up, but we certainly love getting in those emails and voicemails. And we did get one email I wanted to touch base on here. This is from Samantha in Cleveland. Maybe we should have stopped there yesterday, Samantha. She asks, how long of a drive is it to Boston from Iowa? Drive safe. Say hi to Kreger's for me. Yeah, well, it's about a 20-hour drive around, roundabout, you know, depending on how long we take. But it's funny, we actually received a handful of emails on the, talking about this Boston trip, mm-hmm. referring to Kreger's and people being fans of that Kreger.
Kreger files, yeah.
Incidentally, I think we even talked about this at the beginning of the show. I just hope I'm able to see him.
I don't think you will. It seems like he's trying to blow you off.
Do you know Kreg?
I know him as well as you do, probably. I've done shows with him.
Right. Well, I think we're all a little suspicious.
I have to tell you guys, though, coming up on the 4th of July probably wasn't the best timing. I think that's why Craig, because he has a family and stuff.
Right.
I think that's why he's like, I probably got obligations. What am I, Team Craig? No, fuck that guy. You guys are making the trip all the way 20 hours.
Right.
To hang out with them. Fuck the family. He should be getting lunch with you.
Yeah, and I could be invited to anything. I think I blend well here. Yeah. Carl's a good word of a...
You'd be good with the kids, right?
Good advocate. Well, delicious.
And delicious.
I try to stay away.
Why is that? Are you supposed to? Is it court ordered?
Well, no. It just feels weird if I would say, yeah, I love spending time with the children. Then I'd sound like Craig.
Good point.
Well, we have another voicemail
here. That did sound
here.
Weird. I don't say that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to this next voicemail here. I feel like we haven't heard from in a while here.
How do children perceive you? Do you get a lot of weird looks? Can they figure you out?
I don't fist bump them or anything, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, it wasn't, but that's a good answer.
We have a Jamaican correspondent from Jamaica, of course, and he likes sending in a nice voicemail. Maybe it's topical, maybe it's reacting to the last episode, but it's always great to hear from B-Dude. So why don't we take a quick listen here?
Wagwan, David. This a B-Dude, I call from the sun-soaked paradise, Jamaica. Hope you're good, me friend. Me have a start by saying me done pon fire in the game of Johnny O counting him O's. Nail every single one, man.
Great.
Irie. Feel good, forget them all right. Me hear say you head out to Jamaica soon. Wish you all the best upon the road trip,
well, Boston.
Brother. Me know you say excited for see blind Mike Geary. Give him a big shout out from B-Dude. Hope you have an amazing time and safe travels. Now, make me share a little slice from down here. The other day, me go to Blue Hole, one of the most stunning spots in Jamaica. Crystal clear water, lush greenery, and the most refreshing swim you could ever imagine. If any of your listeners look for adventure, Tell them, say, Blue Hole is a must visit.
Blue Hole.
All right. That's the latest from the island. Keep the false positive vibes going upon the show. And we will catch up with you next time. One love, David. And big up to all the listeners. Bless up, brother.
Well, thanks so much for that voicemail, B-Dude. Boy, congratulations on the Johnny O's Uh-Oh's game. That was a very difficult game. I'm not sure if you listened to last week's episode. And how about that Blue Hole? I'm glad you had a good time.
I've never heard a Jamaican who can't maintain the accent. He actually sounded like a vampire in the middle of that for some reason.
He gets all these accusations.
Yeah. Was that Dracula calling in from Jamaica?
You know, it's funny how often people describe an authentic accent as something that they sounds like they've heard in Hollywood.
That's a good point. It's probably my own bias. You know, you asked me earlier if I speak any other languages. I only speak English, so I don't know what that person was carrying
right.
on about.
Jamaican patois.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we take a little listen to our last voicemail here? Somebody everybody's familiar with, friend of the show, Austin Ingalls. Do you know Austin Ingalls?
Everyone knows Austin Ingalls.
Right. He recently moved down to Austin, Texas, and he's shooting his Austin in Austin. He's working as a door guy. He's having some success down there, getting on shows, and he went ahead and sent us a nice voicemail here. So why don't we take a quick listen here to Austin Ingalls?
David, how we doing? Reporting from Good. Austin, Texas. There's a Pitbull concert going on at the clock tower at the University of Austin, Texas.
Oh.
Hasn't that clock tower experienced enough tragedy? That's a fun one, David. Yeah, this debate is, of course, all in the news. I'm sure you're going to address it. But yeah, let me, I don't like to get political, of course, but let me just tell another little joke for you. My mom has gotten remarried 3 times since divorcing my dad. So I call her Vagina the Constitution because it's been passed around by my forefathers. Thank you, David. I vote David Collins for president 2028. Thank you.
All right. Well, I accept.
Are you running for president?
I won't be of age by that point, but we can think about it. Do you have to? Is that just a party thing, or can I make a party that can run below 35?
I don't think it's a party thing.
I see.
Yeah.
What do you think about Austin Ingalls?
He's fantastic. That was a great joke.
Boy, always a great joke and always a great call-in. Thanks so much for that call-in, Austin Ingalls. I hope you're doing well. Lastly, we just have one more email here from Jameson.
I'm sorry. Can I interrupt you real quick? I know it's your show. It's very rude of me. I'll apologize to you again for doing this. Do you have any organization on your soundboard down there? It seems like everything's just kind of randomly on there. And it's like you'd think you'd group the voicemails together. You'd group some of the sound effects together.
Usually Jerry does it for me.
Oh, you're really having a rough go without your producer.
It's often the case, but you know, it's.
Well, you're doing a great job then, I should say.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. You probably don't take the show on the road that much.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
This is the first time we're seeing how this goes.
Well, then you're killing it. My apologies again. Put them wherever you want. Make sure it's very difficult to find.
Jameson emailed the show and he said, "Have a safe trip, David. You should try and sign up for Kill Tony while you're there. Good luck." Well, Jameson, I'm sorry to say, maybe he misheard Austin, Boston.
Ah, yes.
I'm getting that a lot. And I think somebody else kind of made that joke, but it's, maybe he was serious. Of course, we're in Boston. But thank
you
for that
Kill
email,
Tony?
Jameson.
Would you do Kill Tony if you could?
I think so.
Yeah? How do you think you'd do on there?
I think I'd do pretty well.
I think you would, too.
I'd go up there and I'd say, "Oh, didn't see you there."
That's good.
And I'd say, "Oh, of course I saw you. I'm on stage."
Yeah.
And they'd laugh.
That's literally how you start your show. I know. I've seen it.
Sometimes. I think that's part of, you know, you want to do quicker jokes.
That's true. You only have 60 seconds.
Right.
You don't want to start with a story.
No, you do not. Boy, this is loud music here, but that does mean it's time for our last second game here. Second and last game. And I hope you like this. Of course, Carl Hamburger.
Yeah.
Is that your real name?
It's not my real name.
I was curious about that, Carl Hamburger. But of course, because of that hamburger, we thought we'd incorporate it in that last game here, describing burger hamburgers.
Great.
In this game, we're going to describe a burger, and you're going to have to tell me the brand name of that burger and what fast food restaurant that came from.
Got it.
Maybe a McDouble from McDonald's, for example. Why don't we jump into round one here? Are you ready to play describing a burger hamburger?
Yes.
Perfect. Round one. A real meaty flame-grilled beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo, and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun.
Sounds like a Whopper.
What is that burger?
Is that a Whopper? Holy
that's
shit.
Exactly right. That is the
I thought
Burger
I'd be good
King
at this game. I
Whopper.
Really did. I had a feeling. I mean,
well, that's great.
I guess I'm an expert.
Perfect. Yeah. I think it might be a good game for Rochester in general.
Sure. Why not?
Do you have a lot of fast food restaurants?
We have fast food restaurants in Rochester, yes.
Perfect. Why don't we jump into round two here?
You know what we don't have? We don't have a Jack in the Box.
On that
we
note,
don't have an In-N-Out either.
We should be fully, we should, full disclosure here, this game was actually inspired by a viral video where a very large man, in less than a second, would name the sandwiches just upon viewing the sandwich.
Vinny Paulino?
It was not him.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we look at round two here? Round two. Fresh British beef, Applewood smoked bacon, American cheese, crisp lettuce, tomato, and Heinz mayo. It's favorite of bacon lovers everywhere.
Wendy's.
What is the name of that sandwich?
Oh, a Baconator. Fuck.
I'm sorry, you're so close there. It was Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
Oh, okay.
It was their biggest sandwich for the 4 for 4. You
I'm
remember the 4 for 4.
I'm beating myself up for a while on that one. I should have gotten that one right.
Right. Do you like Wendy's?
I haven't eaten at Wendy's in decades.
Fun fact about Wendy's, not a lot of people know this. Their burgers never frozen.
Yeah, a lot of people actually do know that. It's in every ad.
I see.
Every ad.
I thought it was interesting. Why don't we look at round three here? Round three. A thick and juicy burger topped with American cheese, lettuce, tomato, onions, pickles, and a special burger sauce on a toasted brochet bun.
That sounds like a Big Mac.
Are you going to lock that in?
I'm going to lock in a Big Mac. Fuck.
I'm sorry. That was Arby's Deluxe Wagyu Steakhouse Burger.
Oh, yeah. Arby's makes burgers.
The Wagyu Burger, of course. Have you ever had one of those Arby's burgers?
I have not.
Boy, what a great show. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Did you like that last game about the burgers?
I liked it a lot, and then I didn't like it as much.
I think that might be a game that you might be able to bring to your show.
That's a good idea.
You play games on your
show. I do play games on my show. It's a good idea.
Perfect. I wanted to take a few moments here to go through...
The bingo board?
The bingo board.
How'd you do?
Bingo. Carl's teeth. Stuttering John is referenced. Free space. And Blind Mike Geary is referenced.
All right. Very good. I believe you brought up all those things. Also, you didn't really allow me to talk very much, is probably why you didn't do great on your bingo board.
You never said the word fun fact either. I thought that was interesting.
I'm not a big fun fact guy.
Right. Boy, thanks so much for doing the show today, Carl. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. Thank you, David. Thanks for coming to my home to do the show with me.
Of course. That's great. We're going to get back on the road here. Boy, what a great show. That's perfect. Everybody listening, I've been David Collins, and you've been the best.
David
Collins.
30 minutes.
Half hour.
Show with
David Collins.